This mystery is great or profound. And I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. Now, why does he call a man leaving his mother and father and becoming one flesh with his wife a great mystery? The word mystery, many of you know this, in the New Testament does not mean something so deep and so strange and so perplexing that a human mind can't fathom it. That's not what mystery means. Mystery means something that God, in the secret counsel of his mind, has kept at least somewhat to himself through the run of redemptive history, but now displays for us to understand and enjoy and obey. So don't think mystery imponderable here. Rather, think mystery revealed, once kept secret. And then he explains what that is. What was kept secret for so long was that even though the Old Testament often described, or at least sometimes described, the relationship between God and his people as a marriage, it never talked about the Messiah that way. And now he says what marriage meant from the beginning was, and now is open for you to understand, Christ and the church. That's the point of saying this Genesis 2:24 is a great, profound mystery. And now I'm telling you the mystery. It is Christ and the church. So marriage is a metaphor. It's an image. It's a picture. It's a parable. It's a model that stands for something. And what it stands for is the relationship between Christ and his bride, the church. So the deepest meaning of marriage is that it's a living drama of how Christ and the church are to relate to each other.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. For the complete message and many other free resources, please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.